Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you, those of you that work so hard for your money. You're now ready for your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love that with those that you love. But most importantly, it's not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to create a ripple effect and bless the lives of others. Guys, I appreciate you tuning in, appreciate you joining and binging and sharing these episodes and making this the most amazing podcast ever because of you and your participation. So thank you so much. As always, remember, go to our website, moneyripples.com. If you're looking for ways to increase your passive income today, go check out our passive income calculator now, see how much you can create. And if it's at least $20,000, go to our contact us page, reach out to us and see if we can do a review and see if we can actually create massive passive income to change your life and get you out of the rat race now. Hey guys, have you wanted to invest in real estate? How would it be if you could do that with just $100 and get good, consistent returns? Well, that's exactly what our friends at Pre-REO does, where they buy these properties in bulk and at discount, be able to turn around and sell them or rent them to create profits. And they do this in crowdsourcing all your monies together. And as a result, pay you a consistent 7% return on your money paid monthly. And on top of that, guys, you even get some liquidity options too. So even though you can have your money in there for years, you're allowed to be able to access that money sooner if you needed to. So if you're interested in being able to invest in real estate with just $100 or more, whether you're accredited or not, go ahead and reach out to our friends at www.prereo.com/moneyripples. That's prereo.com/moneyripples. Check them out. So today, guys, I want to talk about the rate of return of the stock market. We're getting to the last half of the year. Now I'm recording this at the end of June. I know you guys are going to be seeing this next week, but right after the 4th of July, but I want you guys to really get a good idea of what is real. Like, what does the stock market really actually produce? Because if you were like me, as I was a financial advisor teaching people that you would earn 10 or 12%. And I'm sure you've heard that for years, that it's always 10, 12% return. You know, it doesn't almost ever vary since the beginning of time. That's what stocks produce. And so when a financial advisor sits down with you, they'll say, hey, here's a 10% rate of return you can earn, or 12%, or to be conservative, 8%. And they'll show you those numbers. And so you literally guess that your whole life is going to be taken care of because of this reason. But guys, understand that, you know, I come from a family where they did everything right. You know, my father was the ultimate penny pincher, saver. Dave Ramsey and him would have been best friends, right? Even though my dad's old enough to have taught Dave Ramsey a few lessons. But I mean, he paid off his house early. He saved in his 401ks. He did everything he was supposed to do. Yet when I sat down with him as a financial advisor and looked at his finances, I said, Dad, at this point, even though you're 61 years old, you've got 5 years of retirement and that's it. You have to essentially hope that you die in 5 years if you're going to try to retire. That was not the news I wanted to give him. What made matters worse, of course, the stock market kind of kept going up and down after that was after Y2K. I met with him, but then there's the recession, everything else. He hung on there white knuckling the whole way, riding the market waves, wondering what to do with his retirement until he was forced into retirement. Now, you would think with someone who is that disciplined, if anybody should have seen success, it should have been my dad, but he didn't. And guys, I became the kind of person, I didn't want to be like him. I didn't want to be in that situation. And eventually I had to wake up. And that's why I quit being a financial advisor, because I realized that financial advisors and all their clients are following the same exact path, which is guaranteed failure, guaranteed to not get it. Why? Now, I've talked about this on a show before, but I want to talk about the real return of the stock market. I'm not even going to address that inflation is being understated whenever they run their numbers. I'm not even going to address the taxes, although that's part of it too. I'm just going to address the stock market returns, just that. So I want to show you exactly what that looks like here. All right. So let me go ahead and open this up. Just so you know, that's the picture of me and my dad 28 years ago, right before I started my senior year of high school. Can you believe that? My goodness, look how, that shirt doesn't even fit on me, does it? It can barely even stay on me. But, you know, there I was with my dad 28 years ago. Just bright-eyed, looking forward to the future. Now, I want to talk about impact of negative returns because average and actual are not the same. I first learned this as a financial advisor because they said, I remember a trainer came in and he said, guys, I want to ask you a question. If you have $10,000 and you lose 50% in the market, this is right after Y2K when you learned this, so it was fitting. So you lose 50% in the market, how much do you have? And all of our genius mathematical brains said, $5,000. He said, that's correct. Now, guys, if you want to get back to $10,000, what rate of return do you need to make? And we all, with our brilliant mathematical brains, incorrectly said 50%. And he said, wrong. He's like, guys, if you lose 50%, you lose half. You went down to $5,000. You can't do 50%. You'll get to $7,500. You won't get back to 10 grand. You got a double, which is 100% return. We're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And then he says, guys, now look at this. Let's do the average return on this. If you take the average, he says minus 50 plus 100, gives you 50 divided by 2 years is a 25% average return. So even though you just got back to zero, we're not even factoring in that fees are being taken out. Even if you got back to zero, you made a 0% real rate of return, but your average return was 25%. Believe it or not, there was about 50 of us financial advisors in that room. None of us knew that answer, and all of us had our minds blown, okay? And this was right about 2004, 2005. So I'd already been trained in this for several years. Many of these guys have been in it for decades, yet did not know this simple little mathematical thing that affects everything that we were teaching as financial advisors. And that's what we realized. We said, wait a minute, if you lose 10%, you actually need 11.1% to break even, because if you're at $10,000, you lose 10, you're at 9,000. Well, for 9,000 to make an extra 1,000 to make 1/9, that's 11.11111%, right? If you lose 20%, you lose a fifth of it, you need to make a 25% rate of return. So even if you lost 20% in the market and you gain 25% to get back to breaking even, that average, you guys, was 2.5% positive return, even though you went back to zero. You lose 25%, you need 33. You lose 33, you need 50%. You lose 50%, as we just mentioned, 100%. You lose 66. So then this correction in the market drops back down to where value should have been, which is about a third of where the height was. Getting closer to about the S&P going down to 1,600 to 2,000. You lose 66%, you need a 200% rate of return to get back to where you were. This is important, because average and actual are not the same. Here, let me show you some historicals here. 1999 through 2012, right? I want to show you where it started off with a really good year. 1999 was a strong year in the market. 2012, there was, it was starting to bounce back as well. But we had Y2K and we had the Great Recession in between there. The average over those 14 years, that was 14 calendar years there, it was 2.83%. But the actual return was 0.52%. This is why I would hear from so many people back around, 2012, 13, 14, 15. So many people would say, hey, I had this IRA. I didn't add any more money to it, unlike the 401k where you can't see it. I had this IRA just sitting there, and it's finally gotten back in 2014 or 2015. It finally got back to breaking even where it was in the year 2000. Guys, took them 15 years to get to the point where they could say they broke even, because not only were they not getting that full market return, but they were still paying fees on top of that. So again, you don't even get the full market return. 1970, 1979, this is again, all based on S&P 500, right? 3.2% average, but the actual was 2.64. Just so you know, the 70s going into the early 80s was kind of similar to what we're experiencing today. 1960 to 69, the 60s, 5.26% average, much better. But the actual was 5.12, close, but still those couple of negative years threw it off. 1928, from right before the Great Depression until 1942, 15 years, the average was 1.06%, but the average was negative 4.75% over those 15 years. In actuality, the S&P 500 was just shy of 20 points. And it went, and by 1942, so 1928, it was about just shy of 20 points. 1942, just shy of 10 points on the S&P, $10. Guys, that means you lost 50% over that 15-year period of time. Huge. And there was plenty of up years, plenty. That's why it shows an average positive return. But again, you have to have a much higher positive return than the negatives that come out. Otherwise, it doesn't work. I hope you're seeing this. I hope you realize that it just throws it off a little bit. That's a lot. I mean, really, the biggest one, the Great Depression, that was almost a 6% difference. That's a huge difference. Most of these are usually like within 1, 2% or so, right? Well, here's the real return of the stock market. This actually needs to be updated because as of the last day of June, the market went down that day. The 30-year average is exactly 7.7%, while the 20-year average dropped down to 6.94% of the actual return, not the average, but the real return. It's not even 8% like people claim. It's not even 10 or 12. It is for the last 30 years, 7.7, or for the last 20 years, just under 7%. Now, does 3% really matter? You know, 10% versus 7%? Let me show you. If you're saving $20,000 per year for 30 years, this would be like max funding your 401k. You did that at 7%, you get $2 million, but you might have been expecting at 10%, $3.6 million. That's a 79% difference, guys. 79%. Now, again, you look at the millions, you might not think much, but remember, financial advising would say you can live on 3%. So if you're expecting a 10% return, you'd say, well, if I save $20,000 per year for 30 years at 10%, that means I'll have roughly about $100,000 a year I can live on, you know, pulling out 3% a year. Wrong. You just got cut back to $60,000 a year. That's what you got cut back to. You went from expecting $100,000 a year down to $60,000 a year, almost just over half of what you were expecting. That means you have to save more just to make up the difference. You'd have to save really 79% more, or about $28,000 a year. Actually, no, more than that. Because you got to do almost double. So you're actually looking at closer 80% of that. You're looking about $35,000 a year plus you got to save to get that same $3.6 million you thought you'd do. So you're thinking at $20,000 a year, you're fine, not knowing you have to save almost 35, maybe almost $36 million just to hit the same numbers. That's a big deal, guys. Huge deal. That's something that I do not want you to fall prey to. That is not cool. It should never be that way. It should be where you guys get the real returns. Now, the great thing is that when we teach what we teach, doing alternative investments, we talk about that. Alternative investments aren't unknown. There are millions and millions of us doing these very things all the time. And here's the cool part. Just like me, you don't have to be some genius investor. You don't have to be you're really just a passive investor. I don't have any deals that I set up and arrange myself. I have other people I leverage. Yeah, including even if I buy my own properties, I still leverage other companies like turnkey real estate companies to help me find the properties, help me get the financing on it with the banks and the mortgages and everything else. And then they manage it for me. I don't have to do the property management. I get to just take the checks. Will there be decisions from time to time? Yeah. It's not like I'm going to sit back and do nothing, but it's a lot more boring than watching the stock market every day, wondering if my dreams are going to come true or not. And I'm here to tell you that Americans' dreams are being absolutely demolished. Now, we've got a lot of false hope because we had so much of a big up market lately. Now, we're starting to see that correction starting to happen. And like I said, I don't believe we're even close to the bottom yet. I think we have further to fall. Even if it means that you take a break during the summer. Maybe it doesn't fall a lot in the summertime, and that's perfectly normal for it to take a break as it goes down along the way, just like you're going down steps. You're not going to go straight down like a bunny slope. Just like bunny slopes, they have to kind of cut and move to avoid going straight down the hill faster. Markets are no different. When they go up, they don't always go straight up, just like they don't always go straight down. I would be very shocked not to see the market go down significantly more than what it has. What are you going to do about it? You know, do you want to ride it out to where your average return becomes less? Think about it. 7% is nothing. Where in the alternative space with what we do, we want at least a good 8, 9, 10 plus percent return. I mean, there's even, you know, deals out there that sometimes do not just 10, 15%, sometimes more than 20. Again, we never try to guarantee anything. We never try to expect a lot. I always put my expectations lower than whatever somebody tells me because I never want to be disappointed, right? But it sure is nice to know that I get my expectations get exceeded very, very often. And I love that. And I love the fact that I paid less taxes than somebody who has an IRA or 401k does, because you get killed in taxes. You have to pay ordinary income tax. The worst tax you could possibly pay as a US citizen is the ordinary income tax. And guess what? Your retirement accounts are all taxed like ordinary income tax. You don't get any of those passive income tax benefits where it's a lower rate, or even a lot of times you can write off a lot of the supposed losses of depreciation, things like that. So we get to keep more of my money. So the great thing is, just like, you know, we had that retired colonel on several months ago last year, you know, he came back to us. He said, "Chris, hey, at the time I recorded that, I was at a couple hundred dollars a month with that $1 million of retirement account that I had. Now, Chris, we're at 12,000 a month, 12,000. He's like, "I'm excited. Life is different, like completely different than what his financial advisor would have said, which if he pull off 3% of $1 million, 30,000 a year, and then he has to pay taxes on it, that puts him below the poverty line as a millionaire. Why would you do that?" And so many of you guys, I think, are in the same position where you've got cash, and this is the perfect opportune time if you haven't taken advantage already. This is the time where your properties have appreciated, right? You probably have equity in properties, not just in your own house, but if you have rental properties, you might have too much equity in those. You might have a low, what's called return on equity, where the equity in your properties is not giving you that high of a return. That could be better off used somewhere else. You know, you might have money sitting around in savings, doing nothing, earning 0.0% and getting taxed on it. You know, you might have money still sit, you know, you might even done infinite banking, like we talk about in the show often. And yet you still know you could do something better with it. You might have money that's been sitting around, you know, in retirement accounts that could be doing better things than what it's doing right now. And especially if you're in the stock market, you're watching it deplete. What you're watching, all that hard effort and work. Now, you've only seen the last 2 years deplete because that's where we are now. We're right back to 2020, which at that time in 2020, the market was overvalued then. Now we're right back to that point. Now, if you're going to try to hold on and ride the market all the way down, best of luck to you. You might set yourself back, like what happened to my dad, 15 plus years. My dad, he got to the point where he couldn't. I mean, he really, health forced him to retire. He couldn't keep working. And I'll tell you, like, you know, even I talked to him on the phone the other day, and, you know, he's just like, "Wow, like your life is so different than mine. He's like, you got to do things that I never got to do during my working years." Again, hardworking guy, had the best intentions, yet he never truly got to experience that freedom. You know, I guarantee you, if he could go back and turn back the clock, he would love to be able to have his money working harder for him in a way that I'm doing right now. But we can't. That's the unfortunate thing for him. The fortunate thing for you is you have right now. So again, if you're in a place where you've got equity in properties, savings accounts, retirement accounts, where there's, you know, I mean, outside of your 401k with your current job, if you're employed at a job, if you got money in a 401k, it's locked up. Sorry, it's trapped. Like, it's in prison and it cannot get out till you either quit or retire or get fired. I don't necessarily recommend that method, but it's trapped. You know, that's the worst place to have your money right now. It's a place where it's trapped and you have no control. Yeah, you feel like you have control because you get to pick your little funds. It's like telling your kids, like, "Hey, what vacation do you want to go on?" But in reality, you're going to pick whatever vacation you want, right? That's what it's like having a 401k. You're like a little kid. Like, they're treating you like you're a little kid that cannot be trusted with your money. Get your money out of prison. Get it working for you today. If you want to know how to do that, contact us. Reach out to us on moneyripples.com. Guys, make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And I hope that you do take action now so you make it a prosperous life and not repeat the mistakes that many of our predecessors have made. I wish the best for you guys. Make it a great day.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.